We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Penn State Sports Network, it's the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions, from Learfield.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
The Penn State Bookstore is ready for you in the 2019 season. The Penn State Bookstore, All Sports Museum gift shop in Beaver Stadium, or the spacious bookstore in the Hub have all the new Nike gear, tailgate needs, the 2019 official Penn State Nike whiteout shirt, and more for you to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Put the Penn State Bookstore on your list to shop before or after to get your blue and white gear. The Penn State Bookstore, the official bookstore of Penn State Athletics.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You're listening to Penn State Football.
24-7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State Football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline. Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort, in-state college.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Presenting partner of the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin. Highmark Blue Shield, changing healthcare to ensure it goes beyond just care. They're evolving to make everything they do a more natural fit to your life because life.
Thank you, Roger. Great to have you here. Roger Corey here tonight. Yes. And also, Bob Taylor doing a great job, as always. James Franklin at the bottom of the hour. There is only one player in the 135-season history of Penn State football to rush for over 200 yards in a bowl game, and that is the guy that is with us tonight. Journey Brown joins us, the Nittany Lion running back who ran for 202 against Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's start with this. Everybody will want to know, how you feeling?
I feel great. I feel normal, you know, just like how I went back in 2019. I feel the same way. Exactly the same.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy how it works like that.
All right, so... I want to go back in time.
Okay. Let's
have some fun here.
Go ahead.
All right, let's have some fun. Back to the high school days. There was a night where Journey Brown ran for over 700 yards and scored 10 touchdowns. Now, that wasn't in a month. That wasn't in a season. That was in a game. Mm-hmm. Right? So take us back to that night. When was the first indication, like, wow, I could have a pretty cool night here?
Well, for me, it was on the bus. I just felt abnormally good that day. My body felt great. My legs felt great. Everybody was just being cool, and it was just a whole vibe the whole time. So for me, I was like, today feels like it's about to be a good day. And it was. You know, my coach, Coach Collins, was feeding me the rock the whole night, and for me, I just was worried about winning because that's just who I am. And my teammates were coming up to me and was like, oh, Journey, you have like 400 yards already. Like, if you keep going, you're going to like break the state record. And I'm like, what's the score? And they're like, oh, we down. I said, then if we ain't winning, I don't care what the yards are. That's just how I am. But that night just felt great. And after the game, I don't think I've been that tired in forever. But it was just an all-around great, great team win. I feel like my line, I was untouched to the secondary probably on 95% of those runs regardless. So they made it very easy for me.
What was it, like 105 to 70-something or something like that?
Yeah, it was like 105 to like 90-something, something crazy.
I mean, like they needed all 790 yards,
yeah.
And they needed all 10 touchdowns in the game. Right? But you've always been about winning. Now when it came to recruiting, you weren't heavily recruited.
Yeah, no, not at all. No. Right?
Normally when somebody gets 790 yards and 10 touchdowns, like the people start sniffing around pretty fast.
You would
fast.
Think so, huh?
But you ran track in high school as well, you know, and you set a lot of state marks along the way. What did the track part do for your football part?
I just feel like for track, just individually, it taught me how to be my biggest criticizer, you know, just learn how to get better on my own and do stuff kind of just mentally on my own. Because track, you can do individuals events and stuff, and that's what I did with the 100, 200 long jump, and except for the 4x1, of course. But it just taught me how to open up, taught me how to run fast and how to maintain that speed fast, and how to go get to my top speed and go faster. So track really taught me how to do that stuff, and I kind of transitioned that to football.
It's interesting because I would watch you on the developmental scrimmages, you know, and Saquon. By the way, Saquon Barkley, how many times would he be yelling stuff out when he was running? No, you probably, I heard it more than you did.
Yeah.
Right? But Jack Ham asked me, he said, what do you think of Journey Brown? And I said, we all know he can run fast. I said, but this guy can run between the tackles. Mm-hmm. How much pride did you take in the fact that you could be physical inside?
Well, just for me personally, I knew I was fast, and I loved running between the tackles because that's what I truthfully feel like a running back is supposed to do.
Yep.
So for me to do that, that's where I had the most fun, because that's really, in my personal opinion, that's where you really can tell if a running back's really good, is if the vision, the footwork, and you can just see kind of them fall back on their training. How good did they, how much offseason work did they put in, and how much stuff did they do to get to those points? And for me, I loved showcasing that. So running between the tackles, how I did that, and just running between the tackles and running behind the big boys was my personal favorite thing to do, yeah.
And as I said earlier, you weren't heavily recruited. When Penn State came around, what did that do to pique your interest?
Well, at first, don't hate me for this, but I was a Texas Longhorn fan since I was a young buck.
There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone makes positive conversions in their life.
You're right, right. But once when Penn State came knocking on my door, it was back in the day, so it would have been Coach Huff and Coach Moorhead first came and talked to me and stuff. And at first, I was like, oh, dang, like Penn State, you know, give me a call on my phone. And they ended up coming to Meville to see me. And it was just crazy because I was like, oh, this is like real life. Like, this is like, I'm actually this good, you know, at football. And
right.
that took my confidence to the next level. And then I knew it was like, no dissing on Coach Huff and Coach Moorhead, but I knew it was the real deal when Coach James Franklin, you know, started calling my phone and texting me, and the big dog was coming to talk to me and stuff. And just for him to do that, it was just really cool. So I knew kind of when I got to that point, I knew I was very easing into Penn State and whatnot.
What was it like sharing a running back room with Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders?
You know, you learn a lot. And you got for me, it was more or less, I knew what I was coming into.
Yeah.
Just with those guys. And it definitely humbled me quicker than I expected. I was always a humble guy, but I didn't know you could get more humble than when you thought you were. But even with those guys, just with in my personal opinion, those guys were obviously the front runners and whatnot. But my personal opinion with the behind the scene guys, the people that didn't really get, like Jonathan Thomas, Mark Allen,
yes.
Andre Robinson,
yes.
Joshua McPherson, like those guys really, really, those guys were just took me under the wing, and I really learned and listened. And most of my craft and my skills and the stuff that I really put forth came from those guys, because they took me under their wing. Of course, Miles and Saquon didn't have enough time, not time, but they was always busy working on their craft and
right.
stuff. And those guys behind the scene were helping me. So kind of the product placement of what you guys saw before I stopped playing was kudos to those guys for taking me under their wing and whatnot.
By the way, he's not just the only running back to run for over 200 yards in a Penn State bowl game. Many of you may not realize he's actually the last guy to block a punt in a Penn State game.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, it was against Pitt, I think.
Yeah, was it Buffalo?
But it was Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah,
you blocked a punt against Buffalo. He's the last guy to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I actually forgot a name too, and a running back, Nick Urie.
Nick Urie from Lake Lehman High School.
Yeah, that was one of my one of my right hand mans before he ended up leaving for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, what do you think? I didn't announce the games in your career. I don't know the games
play.
You're blocking punts,
running the yards, things like
that. You also became a really good pass receiver as time. You worked hard at to become a better pass
that
receiver.
That was one of the things that I knew I could catch. My all-time favorite football player is Randy Moss. So I couldn't disrespect him by not being able to catch. So for me, like, it's just hitting the jugs and Coach Sider getting on me about that stuff and just being all-around back. And I definitely took a lot of pride in blocking, too. I definitely loved and worked on that craft a lot as well. Just worked on my weaknesses to make sure I didn't have none. So, yeah.
A tough element happened during the course of your career before, obviously, you had to stop. And that was when your grandmother passed away. And the team really rallied around you. Hey, tell us what your grandmother meant to you, and then what did it mean that the Penn State football family rallied around Journey Brown?
My grandma was literally like the epitome of, like, when people say, oh, that's my world, like, that's what everything I do, why I woke up in the morning, that was her, you know. So for me, back in Meville, she took care of me. Every year, she always went 50-50 with my mom or my aunt to buy me cleats or buy me shoes and buy me gear, whatever I needed. So just to see her do that and still not be able to move around as well as she used to, that kind of made me feel like if I sat down and didn't do what I was supposed to be doing and go get extra work, it was selfish on me, because I know if she could walk and run and jump like I could, she would be walking, running, and jumping like right. I was.
Yeah.
So for me, that was my best friend. So for when she passed away, and then just for one second, it felt like not even a thought passed my mind where I was like, oh, dang, I'm lonely. Because right when she passed away, it was almost like the whole team knew before I even knew. So
yeah.
They, like how you said, they rallied around me. My phone was blowing up. Coach Franklin was calling me, asking me, take me out to dinner, whatever he can do. Coach Sider, like just all the coaching staffs, all the players. There'd be dudes that I didn't really talk to a lot, came up to me and gave me a hug. Didn't even say nothing to me. Like, hey, I'm here for you if you need me. Kept it pushing. So for me, that was just a confirmation of this is my second family. And that's why, me personally, that's why I feel like I feel so connected to this place and why I gave it my all before I was done playing and stuff. So that's why I love Penn State.
Believe me, Penn State loves you.
I appreciate
that.
They
do.
Yeah.
We will come back more with Journey Brown in a moment. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're at the field at Toftrees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter, and the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing, reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life, because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey. Oh, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
Toftrees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Toftrees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Toftrees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit Toftrees.com for more information. Toftrees Golf Resort in State College.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and specific markets.
Let Carrier provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance.
Carrier. Carrier. Turn to the experts at nopaycarrier.com. Proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
Best Event Rental, the special event professionals with over 50 years of experience in this area's largest event and party inventory. Serving the Center Region, visit their inspiring showroom in downtown State College or online at besteventcom. This weekend, it's Aquafina at Beaver Stadium. Be sure to visit a nearby concession stand this season and stay hydrated with Aquafina, proud to support Penn State Athletics. The award-winning Field Restaurant here at Top Trees Golf Resort offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience featuring hand-formed burgers and hand-spun milkshakes. Whether you're looking for breakfast or lunch or dinner, dessert, the Field Restaurant has it. Voted best burger, best fries 5 years in a row. Local Burgers, the Field Burger and Tap, State College.
Which is exactly where we are right now. The Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. James Franklin in a few minutes. Journey Brown with us. You feel great now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell us about the day they told you that Journey... we have an issue here. What was that day like?
Well, kind of building up to that day, my gut was telling me something. So I just felt like there was something about to go on or something about to happen. And so I went up. I had a meeting with Coach Franklin and the doctors and stuff. And I didn't know the doctor was actually going to be there. So, you know, I walk up. Andy Muttenham takes me up. And we walking upstairs. And, you know, I'm joking around with him being me. And just saying, like, oh, dang. Everything going through my head. Like, oh, what did I do wrong this time? I didn't even know if I did anything to get in trouble. Like,
sure.
So I'm sitting here. And I walk in. And I see the doctors, see Coach Franklin, see my boy Will Flaherty, and see Coach Franklin and all them. And I'm kind of like what's going on here? Like, what y'all about to say? Like, so I sit down and they talking to me and they telling me that like I got something going on and they had to run some more tests and the tests are going to take a while, so I'm going to miss the 2020 season. And I started laughing because I thought they were playing with me. And I was like, oh, this is like a funny joke. Like, you guys are funny.
Yeah.
And they just kept saying, no, like, this is not a joke, JB. Like, this is for real. Like, we found something and we just want to make sure you're okay. End all be all. And so I was sitting there, and I just remember I just, like, obviously devastated, broke down crying, and just missing a season for me was obviously anything. Missing a game, missing a quarter, I mean, that's my life.
Right.
So going through that and just being in that room, and after they were telling me, I called my moms, and just everything going on, I was just remember being so sad and just so confused, kind of like why, what was going on. And because I felt that was the best I kind of felt my whole lifetime. And my body was great. I was weighing about 230 pounds, pushing 235, and still running as fast as I was and feeling great. So for that kind of that news to come out and for that to happen, I was kind of like, dang, like, why do I feel this good? But then it's this. But I always believed in everything happens for a reason. So we're going to definitely see and wait to see what shakes out.
Coach Franklin has talked about P.J. Mustipher, how he is such a positive in the way he's come through, you know his injury. Every time we're around you, we feel better when we're around you.
Yeah.
Right? You're making us feel better.
Yeah.
What is it about your attitude that has allowed you to say, okay, this was bad, but I'm still going forward with a positive attitude?
Well, there's, like I said, like how people rally around me when these situations happen. I've been through a lot, and with these situations, my team never really left my side. So for me to go around them, and especially when seasons are going on and whatnot, for them to see me not be myself, I don't want them to worry, you know? So. And I just, like I said, everything happens for a reason, and I take that very, very hardly. So I know there's more to life. I know football is a huge and impactful part of my life, and it got me here to this point, so I'm very grateful and blessed. So I know that that's what it is. So for me to kind of be sad and kind of hold that to it, I kind of came to peace with it because I made it this far, and I wasn't, for where I'm from, you really you don't expect to come to these places like this. And I had my fun, and I did that, and for me to be able to live through my brothers now and live through my teammates and the people I love, it makes it honestly easier. It makes it almost like non-existent. Like, I really and I really truthfully believe that. And with PJ too, PJ know he gonna come back and play, but for him, it's, he just knows knows how his how vocal he is and how much impact he has. Just when you just a natural leader and stuff like that, you just keep on going. Always find a way.
And so the academic part now. Yeah. Your major. What do you update everybody on that?
A major in recreational park tourism management and a minor in women's studies. But yeah, just it's definitely a different transition to not be able to balance it out with football.
What do you want to do with that?
You know, I'm a big believer. I go with the flow. Whatever comes to me, and whatever I really feel when that bridge comes, I'll cross that path, and we'll definitely find out for sure.
You will be a great influence on young people.
I appreciate that.
You will be. Journey Brown, you know what? You find out everybody here loves you.
Yeah, and I love everybody else.
All right. Journey Brown with us, James Franklin and Amama. We'll come back with more of the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi at the Field at Toftrees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter, and the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Toftrees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Toftrees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Toftrees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit Toftrees.com for more information. Toftrees Golf Resort, in-state college.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and Specific Markets.
This is the Penn State Nittany Lions Sports Network from Learfield.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. Your dealer is committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names. Whatever your heating needs, your local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort.
Visit NoPayBryant.com for your nearest dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes. Proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
What's the secret to Big Ten domination? Fierce training, roaring intensity, powerful Penn State pride. And what's the secret to snack perfection? Fabulous freshness, unbelievable crunch, ultimate flavor. As the next Penn State game approaches, make sure you're prepared. Grab a bag of Utz snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. The secret is out. Utz will get you the edge. Now let's go crunch the competition with a delicious snack from Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Score before the game even starts with Wise Markets, the official grocer of Penn State Athletics. Wise Markets, eat better, spend less. That's Wise. The Penn Stater Hotel and Conference Center, making superior accommodations and dining a Penn State tradition. Visit PennStateHotels.com for more info or reservations.
All right, yes, there is basketball at the top of the hour. We are going to do this basketball tonight, Tampa Bay Rays style. Joe Putnam will be the opener, and then I'll come in after that. So that's we're going to work it tonight. So that's at the top of the hour. James Franklin joins us here at the field at Taft Freeze. Coach, great to have you with us.
Great to have everybody out. Packed house. The field has been awesome all year long. It's great to see Journey Brown up here. I'm so proud of Journey. He's been unbelievable. He's going to do great things in his future. So it's great to see and you guys spending some time with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And the positive attitude that he's brought, it's infectious for everybody.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. And I'm so proud of him, what he's been able to do here at Penn State throughout his career and be able to handle this adversity and still move forward. So Journey's going to do great things.
Our man Ken from Scranton, of course, his birthday's tomorrow.
I love it. Happy birthday, Ken.
Hey, Ken. Way to go, buddy. Happy birthday. Great to have you here tonight. So we're checking all the boxes here before we start the show. It looks like Greg's got a question, too.
What's Ken, what are you, 32? 32? 33?
70? No? It's somewhere in there, right? What do you got?
Hey, Steve, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Great to see you. Coach, my question's regarding your four core principles. They're very admirable. They can apply to almost anybody. Can you tell us how you developed those, where they came from, and how long have you been using those?
Yeah, so what he's talking about is our core values are number one, to have a positive attitude. Number two, compete in everything you do. You know, number three is tremendous work ethic. And number four is you must be willing to sacrifice to be special. So, you know, for me, you know, as I was kind of thinking about becoming a head coach and was working for really good coaches and really good places, I just tried to start studying successful people and tried to find what are the common denominators, right? And for me, you know, obviously these align with football, but, you know, when you want to be a college football coach, it should be so much more than that. So these things should be, you know, be able to be applied to football, but also be able to be applied to life. So for me, there are things that were just common denominators and very successful people and very successful programs, and we try to reinforce them anytime we possibly can throughout our program.
Okay, great. Thanks for your time and good luck Saturday.
Thank you. What you guys don't know is he's my nutritionist.
Yeah.
So once a month, he drops off vitamins and healthy snacks and everything because he's looking out for me. But I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you look great.
It's because of the stuff you drop off, the vitamins.
Last week when we did the show, it was November 11th, so we talked about, obviously, military appreciation. But this is actually the military appreciation game. The ROTC was out there yesterday at practice. It's something that you do every year. How important is not only that outreach, but also the appreciation that your players have for them, and you mentioned sacrifice?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I mean, you know, we talked about this last week, obviously. We're all so blessed and fortunate, you know, to have the freedoms and the choices that we have in our country. And obviously, you know, military members as well as their families make huge sacrifices to allow us to do this. So we always want to pay respect. So we have the ROTC out to a practice every single year. So yesterday we had about 150 ROTC members out at practice. And after practice, we shake their hands, tell them how much we appreciate them. And then I usually take a picture with all of them. So it's been really good. I also usually see them almost once a week every week throughout the year, because as I'm coming in around 5 o'clock in the morning, they're running around on campus. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but they're running around doing their activities around campus. So you know, we've built a pretty strong relationship and bond with them.
All right, so here's the question that obviously has been asked all week, and that deals, it's senior day. You and I go back to a time when senior day was, wow, thanks so much for the 4 and 5 years. It's great. We're really going to miss you. Now we don't know anything. Yeah. What is this like with roster construction, and how symbolic is senior day of roster construction these days?
Yeah, it's really strange. You know, we had multiple guys last year walk on senior day, and then because of the COVID year, guys came back. Obviously, Castro Fields is a specific example of that. And going into this year, we're in the same situation, and it will probably be this way for 4 years, because anybody that was in the program during the COVID year, it doesn't count. So, you know, there's a couple of those guys that we're hoping do decide to come back that are walking. I think in the old days, this was truly a, you know, a goodbye in some sense. But it's become much more complicated with that, with some of the choices that the NCAA made.
But it's something that people have to understand. When it comes to roster construction, there's a caveat put in there about transfers. But 85 is the number, correct?
Yeah, so this year it was not. You had 85 scholarships, but if you had any of the super seniors that decided to come back, you could be over your 85 scholarship limit. And there's some programs in the country that had as many of 20 of those guys. So you have 105 scholarship players on your roster. And then on top of that, when you're talking about moving forward, we have to account for those guys that want to come back. But we can only be at 85. And last year they allowed you to go over that. So how do you predict what guys are going to come back, what guys are going to leave, what guys are going to leave early for the NFL, whatever it may be. So it makes it very difficult to try to figure out what is your number of recruits that you can bring in the next year.
And December 15th is coming up, which is, let's face it, they'll call it the early, but it's the signing day.
Yes.
December 15th is coming up. Are these decisions have to be made between now and then, or do you have some lead time after that?
Yeah, the decisions have to be made by then, but you don't have to be at the 85, obviously, until summer camp starts. So there's still some wiggle room, but it can become really challenging. I've had a bunch of discussions with Sandy Barber as well as our compliance department. I had Andy Frank, our recruiting coordinator, go up there with him and kind of go through it in detail. And I think they were kind of shocked at how challenging this can be.
And it's challenging. All right. One of those guys that would be in the senior category, but also has the ability to come back, we'll save that question for a later day, is Sean Clifford. What kind of progress has he made this season, especially with how he handles zone defenses this year, Coach?
Yeah, I've been pleased. You know, very early on, obviously, before the injury, his numbers were way up pretty much across the board. Obviously, he had a couple games that he battled through. It was pretty obvious to everybody that he was battling through injury. But I'm proud of him. You know, Sean does a great job in preparing for the game of football, how to study coverages, how to study protections, and he's done a really nice job with that, you know, pretty much all year long. I think he's going to play really well on Saturday. I think this has been his best week of practice. But he's got a really good understanding of, are they in zone coverage? What zone coverage are they in? Recognizing man coverage. You know, do we need to check the play? Whatever it may be, protection, does a phenomenal job with those things.
All right, so what kind of job does the receiver then have to do in recognizing what Sean recognizes, and what kind of player is Jahan Dotson when it comes to that?
Yeah, everybody's got to be on the same page. Obviously, the way you run routes versus zone coverage when you're trying to find voided spaces in the coverage rather than man when you're trying to separate from a specific defender, everybody's got to be on the same page. The quarterback's obviously got to recognize it. The receivers and tight ends got to recognize it. And obviously, the running backs do as well, especially when it comes to protections. And you know, Jahan and Sean have built up, you know, tremendous chemistry with each other, understanding, how to get open, how to find holes, really anticipate and feel how Jahan's going to run his route. You know, I think Jahan's very comfortable with where Sean's going to deliver it. So their chemistry is, I think, on a really high level.
All right, so then, you know, teams will try and give false pre-reads, obviously. It's not as if you guys don't do it. So let's take it to the defensive side of the ball. How good has your team been at delivering what you know is a false pre-read? Read, and then getting into the right coverage when they need to be on your defensive side?
Yeah, I think that's what you've seen with Brisker, and that's what you have seen with Jair, Jair Brown, who we call Tig. That's why I think they've had so many turnovers and so many big plays this year, because they're comfortable enough in disguising the coverage to put the quarterback in an uncomfortable situation where he's not sure pre-snap. That's what everybody talks about when people say the game is slowed down for this quarterback. It's because he can anticipate, based on his reads, what the defense is going to do ahead of time. And Brisker and Tig have done a great job of that all year long. And there's a fine line to it, because if you disguise too much and the ball gets snapped before you're in position to play the actual coverage, that's when you give up huge plays.
What is we always hear about communication, the quarterback. What kind of communication is needed on defense from the linebacking spot or from that safety spot?
Well, I think what has to happen is, in the past, there was times where we were trying to disguise, but the linebackers were doing one thing, but it wasn't coordinated with the safeties.
Right.
It's all got to be coordinated for you to really fool a veteran quarterback, because safety rotation, how the safety rolls down over a linebacker, usually allows that linebacker to blitz. So when you're able to show rotation one way and then bring the pressure the other way, that's when it becomes really difficult and challenging. And our guys have done a really good job with those things all year long.
Jordan Stout is one of the few kickers in the country that does all three in a game for a team. Punt, kickoff, place kick as well. A, how well do you think he's handled all three? And B, do you think about, especially this time of year, pitch count for a guy like that?
Yeah, the pitch count is really more in practice than it is in the games,
right,
but we're definitely managing, not just this time of year, really all year long. That was something that we had to call around and talk to a lot of people that have been in this situation before and how to manage it, and he's done a really good job with it. He really has. You know, the kickers and the specialists in college football, you typically don't have a coach assigned to those guys. You have a special teams coordinator, but not a kicking coach.
Right.
So those guys, you know, we have a model for them and a plan and somebody that kind of keeps track and manages it, but he's done a really good job. Obviously, kickoff and punting specifically, he's been as good as anybody in the country. The punter that we're facing this week from Rutgers is number one. Jordan's number two. He's a senior from Australia, and that's become very common in college football. Yep. A lot of these kickers are coming from Australia, and they can do all different types of things with the ball, cross-field kicks. They'll hold on to it to the last minute. They'll allow the coverage team to get down. They're great at pinning it inside the 10-yard line and things like that. So he's a weapon for them for sure.
We're with James Franklin at the field at Toftrees. This is the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. Final segment in a moment on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Penn Staters, what if every time you adulted, you got closer to a splurge? That's exactly what you get with the Alumni Rewards Card from PSECU. So bag the groceries, fuel up the car, and plan your trip back to Happy Valley. Because with the Alumni Rewards Card, life's every to-do comes with a cash back ta-da. PSECU. Members achieve more. PSECU is the official financial services provider of the Penn State Alumni Association. Become a cardholder at pseCU.com/PennState.
The Penn State Department of Intercollegiate Athletics would like to recognize those that are an official partner of the Nittany Lions. Our blue-white corporate partners are Blaise Alexander Family Dealerships, the Pennsylvania Lottery, Utz, and Wise Markets. Thank you to all of our blue-white corporate partners and their support of Penn State Athletics. We are Penn State.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Toftrees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Toftrees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Toftrees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit Toftrees.com for more information. Toftrees Golf Resort in State College.
24-7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Tune in this season for the Pennsylvania Propane Pulse Game Show, following every Penn State game broadcast. Brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Foundation and your local propane service providers. For more information, go to papropane.com. Propane, energy for everyone. This football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions.
It's been a season of Penn State football where the average is better than 105,000 fans in Beaver Stadium for games. James, what has it meant having the family back in the stadium all together now that you've experienced the season?
Yeah, the support has been, you know, phenomenal. You know, I think about how far we've grown. You know, when I got the job, I think we were averaging 91,000.
Right.
So to have it back up and the place rocking week in and week out, especially to your point, especially after last year. The cardboard cutouts were cool the first game, and then it became kind of sad, to be honest with you.
Yes.
But, you know, the support has been phenomenal. Obviously, we're one of the few places in the country that consistently gets the type of support that we have. You know, I think it's obviously great for our student athletes on the field, but it's really important for the entire state. I think it's really important, obviously, for the community, you know, the businesses, the hotels, the restaurants, the bars. It's really important, and we're very, very appreciative of that. And I know everybody in the city is.
You put together a string of really, really terrific recruiting classes over the years. What has that crowd meant in part to the entire experience when you do recruit?
Yeah, I'll tell a story. Maybe talking about a different school. You know, I was at the University of Maryland recruiting, and I recruited Pennsylvania, and I recruited PG County in Maryland and Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. And, you know, I'd recruit a kid for like 2 years and do everything right. And he'd come up to the spring game at Penn State to be 75,000 people there. It'd be over. You know, he'd commit to Penn State. I'd be like, golly. You know, so obviously being able to have that, yeah, it's phenomenal. When you're a high school recruit and you can come up and obviously see the type of crowds and the tailgating and the whole experience that goes with, you know, Penn State football. I think that's what's different about, you know, obviously our sport. It's not just the game. It's the pageantry. It's everything that goes with it. It's phenomenal. So, obviously, it's a huge selling point for us, and especially kids from the region.
Which, now you mentioned kids from the region. Well, how about kids in the stands? 22,000 student season ticket holders here. Obviously, Thanksgiving fall break is coming up. Some might leave. How important would it be for your players that as many as possible would delay and go after the game?
Yeah, we'd love for the parents, and we'd love for the actual students to stay for the game, be around. Obviously, this is a season that it should make sense. Obviously, when our last game of the year is a home game, that becomes even more challenging. So, right. You know, we'd love for that student section to be packed with 21,000 students, enjoy the game, and then go home for Thanksgiving afterwards.
All right. Rutgers, of course, comes in here off their victory over Indiana. When you look at them, what kind of Rutgers team are you seeing right now?
Well, it's really in Schiano's kind of mold, right? How he's always built them. He's a defensive guy. They play really hard and physical on defense. Their nose tackle number 50 is a problem. When you talk about these COVID years and 6 years, I'll be happy when he graduates.
Yeah.
He plays the tilt nose like you talked about Mean Joe Green used to play.
Yeah.
And he is as close to the center as you could possibly be. He's been called 7 times, I think, for being off sides, but there's probably another 10 he could have been called. And he is into that center before you even have a chance to snap the ball. He's a challenge. But they play an aggressive style defense. I think that's their strength as a whole. Offensively, they got a creative offensive coordinator. They do a bunch of different things. They threw a tackle throwback pass, off a rollout and an unbalanced set, and threw it back to the offensive tackle, and he ran it in for a touchdown. They do a lot of different things on offense to try to get the ball in space. And then on special teams, I already talked about the Australian kicker. That's a challenge. And then they also take a lot of risks. You watch the Ohio State games the last couple years. They've done throwbacks on kickoffs and punt returns. You know, they're willing to take some risks on special teams.
And 50, again, he knows numbers because he's watching video. 50's Julius Turner, so if you guys want to, you know, to put a name with it.
From Mississippi, where Rutgers recruits heavily. There's always a lot of kids from Mississippi at Rutgers.
It's a pipeline.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a pipeline there. We talk about, quote, trick plays being put in. How important are – you put plays in with a purpose – right? Because eventually you'd like to use them. But what does that also do to keep, quote, an interest up in practice when you put something like that in it? Because they have to concentrate on it.
Yeah, I think the guys have fun with it. You know, they see something unique or something that they, you know, haven't run before. Whether it's a trick play, whether it's a different scheme that they're not used to. You can't do too much of it because there's only so many things you can practice throughout the week. But I think it does help. I think it helps to keep the guys engaged. And they love the creativity and the fun, and it keeps the fans kind of off balance as well. I think that's really important.
All right. When Penn State came back from the Ohio State trip, you had to push back Sunday a bit. But routine is important. Why has routine always been so important for you, but also you think important for a team?
Well, I think the routine is important because, number one, you're trying to get guys to understand what the process is and how do we prepare consistently week in and week out. But the other thing is I'm responsible for 125 18 to 22-year-old males, the most unpredictable people on the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got a lot of things going on. You know, they're at one of the most impressive academic institutions in the country. That's challenging.
Yeah.
They're trying to play major college football. You know, they're dealing with social media, the media, their families, all the different demands that are on them. So I think that routine allows our guys to be comfortable. They know what to expect, and they can lean on that. Yeah. I think they can lean on it. It also helps with consistency in what we're trying to do on the game field each Saturday. So I think it's really important. The routine has been very important to us, you know, over our time here at Penn State and really even before that.
You mentioned the most unpredictable group in the country, but also there are times that unpredictable group has to go before the media, right? Number one, obviously, we all know your young men do a great job of.
And just so you know, I'm not talking about our guys being the most unpredictable. I'm just talking about 18 to 22-year-old males.
Group.
Yes.
Yeah, I raised three of them along the way. I know where you're coming from. But they have to go before the media and answer questions like a pro player would. You know, what kind of job does Penn State do in preparing them so that they know how to approach it and what to expect?
Yeah, I think there's some times where, you know, there may be some criticism that, you know, the media or people want to hear from the freshmen, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But our model is we try to take a year to allow these guys to get adjusted academically, to allow these guys to get adjusted athletically and socially. Because you got to remember, with football, it's different than other sports. A lot of other sports, like basketball, they come in the fall, they adjust academically, right. They adjust socially, and then they get the spring to start competing. Right. In football, you get hit with all of it at once. So we try to take the media thing off their plate, give them some media training so they're comfortable and confident when they do it. And then they have between 3 and maybe 4 or 5 years now with the COVID deal to get up in front of the media and not only represent the university the right way, but also represent themselves the right way. Right. A lot of ways you can look at those things is almost like job interviews. There's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people listening and watching them. And I want to make sure that they feel prepared and confident for that moment when it comes.
It's the brand of Penn State University, the brand of Penn State football, and their own personal brand. Is that a fair way of looking at it?
That's exactly right. And I think we all know, you know, there's, you could say 1,000 really wonderful and articulate things.
Yeah.
And then you say one thing, and that's the sound bite wrong. You say one thing wrong, and then that's the sound bite or the clip that follows you forever.
Right. Yeah, and it's insane how that happens over and over again. For this team going in, you got one more coming up tomorrow before, obviously, you get ready for the game. How important has that Friday been, just as that last one for you?
Yeah, really important. We do now Fast Fridays. It's a full-speed practice. We're not out there very long, but when we do go, it's full speed. We go through all the different situations, and it's kind of like the one last dress rehearsal before we go out there and do it full speed. You got to be smart this time of year. There's a lot of banging, obviously, with the O-linemen and D-linemen, and you want to take the banging off of them. And then, obviously, our skill players, we want to make sure that they're fresh and fast come Saturdays. And that we got to work through that entire process throughout the week. But Fridays have been really important to us, and our guys have embraced it.
James, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Always great to see you, Steve.
You too. James Franklin, the head football coach of the Nittany Lions. We're here at the field at Toftrees. We're just moments away from going to the Jordan Center, where the Nittany Lions will take on St. Francis tonight in basketball. Joe Putnam will open, and then I'll take over as soon as we're done here. Our thanks to Roger Corey for the great job Roger always does every week here. I hope everyone here at the field appreciates the great job Rog does. And also Bob Taylor, unsung hero, who makes sure all of this sounds great. We appreciate him very much. And also the great people that work in Jefferson City. Our thanks to Journey Brown for being with us in the opening half hour of the show tonight. And our thanks to head football coach James Franklin for joining us in the final half hour. I'm Steve Jones. I'll be with you at the Jordan Center in just a few minutes for Penn State basketball as Dick Girardi joins me. Thanks for joining us here at the Field of Toftrees for the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Penn State Sports Network.